Hey everyone, welcome back to Rice and Shine, a show looking at life through the perspective of three Asian American teens living in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Ava.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Lauren.
We're a little bit into second semester, so we thought we'd do a little check-in and see how everything's been going, senioritis, etc.
As I'm sure we all remember, first semester we had some high expectations for second semester because, duh, the second semester senior trope of like, getting to slack off, getting to skip classes, blah, blah, blah. Today felt very much first semester
in the trenches,
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going through it.
Yeah, it actually turns out, guys, that was all a lie. It does not get easier.
It's like a hoax. It's like a social experiment for trying to trap people.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, it's like trying to get the seniors through and have something to look forward to. But here I am, and I still want to graduate right now, right away. And I have... Okay, I have not had the luxury of, you know, skipping my classes just for fun because my parents don't want me to do that. So that part is eliminated from my second semester senior plans. And academics only get worse from here, so.
Okay, well, my main thing is senioritis. And for those of you who don't know, who aren't familiar with this terrible, terrible disease... It is when you are a second semester senior, and because you've gotten into some schools or, like, all your stuff is submitted, et cetera, you feel like you just don't really have motivation to do your schoolwork anymore. And my issue is I don't have the motivation to study, but I do still get upset when I receive poor scores. So it's just this,
like, paradoxical.
Terrible. Yeah, it's paradoxical, and it's a horrible little spiral that I'm living in.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes it does work out, actually, not to, like, promote, like, slacking, but I barely studied for this environmental science test, and I got a 96% on
it.
On the other hand, however, I did study a fair amount, but not as much as I would in the first semester for this comparative government test, and I will not disclose which score I got on that.
Yeah. No, like, I have a theory, because I know so many seniors from, like, the past 2 years who have sworn by second semester. Like it's going to blow your mind. But I think that, like, necessitates, like, getting rid of your expectations for grades, which is, like, super unlike... It's not
unlike
possible.
Us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, okay, what I was trying to say is that in past episodes, I was saying, like... we've been working so hard and it's just been so ingrained in our culture here in this competitive school that you need to keep up your grades because, you know, it's just the way things work here. Grades are kind of your everything. And it's, first of all, toxic mindset. Second of all, it just creates such a poor environment for at this point where we are now, where it's like, I don't have motivation and there aren't really consequences. You still have that, like, moral gut feeling of like, I don't want to study for this, but I have to.
I agree with that. I don't think I'm built to be a slacker as much as I try, but I agree with Lauren. I literally can't get myself to study, except yesterday I realized I had 3 tests today. So yesterday I really had to pick my battles, and I was like, okay, I can afford a bad grade in this one. I need to put all my resources towards this one. And this one is just common sense.
Yeah, the grade bargaining and telling yourself it's common sense is, like,
it's dangerous.
So real. It is dangerous, but...
Because it turns out it wasn't common sense. And I also won't be disclosing how I did on certain tests today. But I tried. And that's what matters, right, guys?
And I mean, also at this point, like, once again, it's the same thing. It's like I'm in a conversation with myself here. I'm like, it doesn't matter, but it does. But it doesn't matter. Like, as long as we're not getting, like, D's or F's, like...
True. And I don't know what schools get to see our second semester. So Ava's already committed. Does your school get to see your second semester?
Well, they will at the end of the year when my, like... full transcript gets
sent
to them.
But then at that point, you're already booked.
Yeah, and then
can take it back if it's so
really?
Bad.
Okay,
if,
well, it's, it can't, like, if what you if get, you like, get a B?
Oh, probably not.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I've heard that they send, like, warnings.
Ooh.
But I don't know how they would send a warning if they don't see it.
Yeah.
They just have feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have a feeling you're failing calculus. That feeling would be right.
Yeah, that gut feeling is correct.
Yeah.
AP Calc. Oh, my gosh. Okay, speaking of seniors, I think most seniors take AP Calc.
Not I.
Not Lauren, but she was on the track
to
take it, and she didn't, which is fine. But most people do take it, and I don't understand the hype around it. I hate it. I hate calc. I can't
do
it.
Me too. Guys, get me out of here.
Okay, so here's my advice for seniors. Actually, okay, would I recommend the class?
I think so.
I think it's useful. I think it'll help you in college. But, oh my gosh, I was not ready for the rigor of this course. It is definitely by far the hardest course I've ever taken in all of high school.
It was fine first semester, then the second semester hit, and I was like, ugh.
Oh, so actually, like, it wasn't fine for me first semester either.
Yeah, no, it was rough. It was rough, but, like, I was doing better first semester, and now...
Mm.
I don't know if it's just, like, the content's changed because we are into, like,
senioritis?
More... I think it's a senioritis, guys.
Yes.
Yeah. I also forgot to do a whole WebAssign, which is minus 10 points.
Oh, that's bad.
A 0 out of 10,
I can't afford to miss those extra points.
Yeah, no, like, because I was, like, yeah, I don't know what happened there.
She was goofing
off. I think it was a senioritis, guys.
Ava is literally such a slacker. And honestly, I think that calc is preventing me from becoming a second semester senior because I have this urge to do well in the class, but it's so frustrating because I can't and I'm so bad at it.
I think it's easier to let go once you're, like, past the point of no return. Like, true. You just gotta take the plunge, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the word? Like taking the shot? No.
Taking the hit.
Yeah, yeah. Taking the hit. Like, once I realize, hey, I'm not gonna do well in this class, maybe I can enjoy the view along the
way. That's what we call ego. This is actually, like, what we're talking about in Film is Lit right now.
Oh, okay.
And ego death. And kind of how in 2001 A Space Odyssey, the underlying theme is, like, once you let go of your ego and your pride, then you can truly evolve.
Ooh,
so
okay.
This is so true right now. So, guys, we need to let this ego death happen and let go of our pride and evolve, like, into second semester seniors.
Like, maybe if I focus less on my grade and more about learning the content. Except the thing is, I feel like it's
implied.
I feel
like I know, like, the content, though. It's just that, like, the stupid mistakes get to me, and I'm, like,
yeah,
dead.
And, like, it's just, like, sometimes if there's a problem that I haven't practiced before, I lack the skills to solve it myself.
Yeah, no, I can't apply
myself.
It, so.
Yeah.
And my issue, too, is, like, this is more of a me thing because of what I'm studying at certain schools, they don't have a science or math requirement.
Oh.
No.
And so I get to a point where I'm, like, I'm never going to use this. Like, of course, I know, like, yes, math and science have practical applications, and that's important because blah, blah, blah. But in a collegiate setting, like, oh, I don't need you in my life, please.
That's true. And then again, I am considering, like, majoring in math. Like,
oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
I mean, right now my top choice is psychology, and I'm taking AP Psych, and I love that class. And I'm fire at that class, so it's just, like, affirming in my head, like, yep,
yeah,
okay, I can do this at least. And then there's calc.
Like, I feel like, at least for this particular calc, like, class, the teacher goes, like, way harder than, like,
yeah,
you know, like, there's questions that you gotta just internalize that you won't know the answer to. Just gotta,
yeah,
you gotta take the plunge.
Guys, yeah. This is self-acceptance and one of the first steps to our ego death.
Mm-hmm. I need my ego to die right now.
In this instant.
But the thing is that one justification that I'm using for myself is the fact that I don't want to burn myself out right now and then go to college and be, like, dead.
That's,
you know,
not really how it works, though, Ava.
No, but I'm saying, like, if I, like, give myself
my me time.
If
you tell yourself
time,
that.
Like,
okay,
if I tell myself
my
me time will be, like, now, then, like, maybe, like, I can come back.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to go crazy in college. Not, like, crazy, like, blah! Like,
oh, whoa.
What,
like,
crazy?
I wasn't really thinking that type of crazy, but...
I wasn't thinking the onomatopoeia, but okay.
Yeah.
Like, crazy, like, I feel like I'm going to try really hard still.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it really depends. Like, if I end up going to a school that I didn't really want to go to, I'm definitely going to have to push myself a lot harder. Because I mean, if I'm in a pond I don't want to be in, I've got to be the big fat fish. You feel?
Yeah. Big fish in small pond.
Literally. So it all depends what college I end up at. I mean, like, right now the college that I've gotten into, not top choices, kind of don't want to go at all. So I have to tell myself right now that I can't get freshmanitis when I'm in college. If I'm sad about where I am, I should just keep working really hard and transfer. So it's basically like this year all over again.
Wow. Well, opposite of this calc dilemma you guys have is my French class, genuinely, this semester has been so much easier than first semester.
Really? Okay.
And it irks me Because last semester is when I needed that good grade.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
and
yeah.
This semester, I'm just flying through, like, barely even trying, you know, doing well. And I'm doing, and, like, I needed that in first semester. So, yeah, there's some of that in my life that's like, ugh, I guess. But, I don't know, it's just such a strange time because it really does feel transitive. And, like, I saw this thing that's like, you know, you wait all of these years, like, for example, you wait all of high school to be in college, you wait all, for all of college to be into the workforce, like, all these things, and how we shouldn't all just see these periods in our lives as just purely transitive. And I, like, that's something I think about often, but at this point, it's like, I can't not think about it as transitive.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially with, like, this instantaneous moment of, like, March and April, and how, like, May is kind of grad party season, and then June is prom, and then July...
And graduation.
Yeah, and graduation. That kind of was in there with grad party. And then July, I'm going on my senior trip, and August is kind of winding back down. So, like, there's just so many things ahead that it's, like, I can't not feel, like, uncomfortable, you know?
I'm kind of like that sometimes. I mean, like, thinking about graduating makes me really happy, but also really sad. And, like, I'm not, like, really, like, racing to graduation right now. Like,
I am.
Like, I'm trying to enjoy the time I have left in high school because it's going to be a lot harder to, like, be free in college or something.
Really?
Like, I feel like college is more free.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, sure, but I feel like I'm going to have way too many, like, responsibilities, and it's going to stress me out. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's going to be my first time being independent, so.
That's one of my main things, too, is that one of the schools I got accepted into is abroad.
Mm.
And I DM'd this girl who goes there this year and who went to our school previously and just said, hey, like, how do you feel about this school? And, like, what, like, I don't know if I will accept or not. It's really early to call, but just kind of give me the rundown. And she said that it automatically is so much more responsibility than your peers because the school doesn't have dining. It doesn't have dorms.
Oh, really?
It has apartment-style housing.
Ooh, I like that.
Like, there's she just said there's automatically so much more responsibility. And it's just, like, it would be, like, if you think that's for you, go for it. She said, like, she wouldn't recommend it to everyone. But if you love it, you love it so much. And she does. So it's just kind of one of those things where, like, it's something to consider in the way of colleges. But that was my tangent.
That's very interesting. Another reason I'm not racing towards college is because I really like having, like, my own house.
Oh, me too.
I really don't. I'm not excited for
dorm. I don't
want to
go to
life.
Dorms. I don't want to go to communal showers.
Oh, my gosh. Communal showers is something I think about
Ava,
every day.
Wait, Ava, your school, is it, like, suites with attached bathrooms or, like, the long hallway to the bathrooms?
No, it's long hallway.
Oh, that's rough.
It's definitely not.
And I heard it's really crusty.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't even matter what school you go to. All of the communal, like, dorms and bathrooms are probs gonna suck.
Because I just went on a trip to New York, like, last week, and I was staying in a hotel, and I remember it being like, oh, my God, 3 days. Like, I can't wait to get back to my own shower. And then I realized,
Oh my gosh. Guys.
Like, if I'm in a hotel and I'm already thinking that, like, it's going to be so much worse at a dorm, guys.
Okay, well, I mean, it can be fun, though.
Also, I have a huge fear of getting stuck with a bad roommate.
Oh, me too. And I don't get to know until the very first day. Like, I show up for orientation and I get my roommate. Like,
oh, dang.
There's no process of, like, pre-selecting or anything.
Oh, I don't even know how that works, though. Like, people are searching for roommates right now, and it's like, how does that work?
A lot of people, you can request, like, a roommate through your housing form, like, before you get there, and, like, some schools would do that. My school doesn't, which, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really hoping that I get to go to school with, like, one person I know. And I know everybody's like, you need to branch out. Sure. But also, it'd be so nice to dorm with, like, a close friend.
Yeah, because, like, I know a couple of friends who might be going to the same school, but, like, no option.
Yeah.
So.
Just, like, manifest a day.
Yeah, manifest.
Manifest like, TikTok manifesting. Like, write their name under your pillow,
yeah,
you know.
Put it, like, a jar of water under my bed.
Exactly.
What?
Name.
Eat grapes under your bed at 12 o'clock.
Exactly. There's so many ways.
Yeah. I think Also, Ava is going to a school where another one of our classmates slash good friends is going. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's like a little bit relieving. Like,
yeah, it's nice because I know quite a few people who will going be there. Yeah.
That is crazy. So just think about that.
Proud of you.
I'm excited but also really scared because I'm like really attached to my parents too. So like, yeah. Like one of the factors that I was considering for like choosing schools is being in the same time zone as them.
Really?
So that shows how dependent I am. So like I'm kind of like hoping graduation doesn't come soon because then that means like closer to college.
Yeah, like, I feel that too. Last year too, I was feeling this. I felt like my time here was running out.
Yeah,
and it is. And I always say that I'm excited for graduation, but I think I'm trying to tell myself that to try and believe that I'm excited for graduation.
I'm like excited for graduation and that like no more high school. Like I'm out of here, guys.
That's true. I'm but, just like, not excited about like leaving and stuff. Same. And I don't even know where I'm going yet, so that just adds a whole nother level of I don't want to do this, and, like, I don't want to move on yet. So March is, like, a really tense month for seniors. Oh, we didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
This month is a huge month because almost every single college that hasn't come out yet comes out this month.
Mm-hmm. Or like, April 1st.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm on the edge of my seat. My UW application could come back literally any day in the next week. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear about everyone's. I didn't apply to UW, but I want to see.
I applied, but I withdrew.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. Okay, duh. Well, saving me a spot. Yes, girl.
But I'm, like, so ready for everyone to know where they're going so we can all, like, be in the pit of senioritis.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm so jealous of people who already have a school that they actually like because I am so scared. Like, I don't know where I'm gonna go, and I feel like if I end up going to a school I didn't really want to go to, it's gonna make me like so depressed and like sad and hate college, and I don't want to hate college. So
well, I mean, the thing is, your college experience isn't like fully informed by where you go, it's by kind of your attitude and the things you do with the people there. So, not to be like mother, but...
Yeah.
That's true. And I'm honestly, though, like, I'm really scared about the decisions coming out, but I'm also super excited because I don't know where I'm going to end up. And that's, like, a good and a bad thing. I'm super excited because hopefully I'll have a lot of options and I'll get to tour around. And, I mean, both or all of the schools I applied to are, like, on either coast. And, like, each coast has, like, its own benefit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I love the West Coast, not here. Down.
Not here, guys. Not here.
Yeah, like California, because it's warm, it's sunny, and I, like, need nice weather to thrive, I've realized.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then there's the East Coast, which is, like, I've never lived there. And I've only gone to a couple places there. But I really enjoy, like, D.C., and my brother goes to school in Annapolis, so we would be super close together, and my boyfriend's going to school in New York, so then that'd be pretty close. So when he told me that, I kind of had a meltdown. It was so sad because in my heart of hearts, I want to be somewhere sunny on the West Coast. But that's on the opposite side, and so, you know, I still have some other schools over there. So it really just depends. I don't know what I'm going to decide. And, like, it's exciting because I want to find out soon and, like, get some merch and stuff. But it's, like, it's definitely going to be a really, really hard choice, especially with, like, other people already committing. Because I don't want to, like, I don't want to make my decision based off of where other people are.
Yeah.
But it's hard to, like, ignore that. Like, on this side of the coast, there's my brother and my boyfriend. And then over here, it's, like, you know, the sun, and it's, like, close to family, so I find myself in a predicament.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how it goes. For me, I just realized that all the schools I've gotten into so far, I've never been to or seen or know much about.
Yeah, me too.
I will be going to admitted students weekend for one of them during spring break, which is nice. Very convenient. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm, like, I keep saying, like, I keep telling people, like, oh, I got into these four schools so far, and they'll be like, well, which one would you go to? And I'm like, each time about it, it changes. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying, like, the further, like, from day one, I've been like, I didn't early apply to anything, whether that's early decision or early action, because in my mind, everything I've chosen to apply to is good in its own way. And I, like, don't want to bind myself to one thing. And I feel like I, like, have to wait for them to tell me no so then I can weed it out, you know? So for me, like, the longer it goes on, the more and more I keep being like, oh, but this would be so nice, but this would be so nice. Like, and so I'm just getting, like, I think I'm a pretty decisive person. But with this, I'm, like, the most indecisive I've ever been.
Yeah.
It's a big decision.
It is, for sure. Yeah. And, like, I keep thinking about, like, kind of, like, how in Everything Everywhere All at Once, there's the whole thing of, like, if you had made a different, like, that, have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
It's so good. Go watch it. I will. But it's basically, like, all these decisions in your life. First of all, there's alternate universes. Just don't think about it for now. But there's all these decisions in your life, in this world. And had you made one over the other, your life could have been entirely different.
Oh, there's an episode in Phineas and Ferb where they have a splitter thing and it splits into the two decisions. And Balji is like, if I get the vanilla ice cream, I could be president. But if I get strawberry, I could get run over by a bus.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just thinking about that.
No, and that's me right now.
Yeah. Like, what if?
Yeah, and I keep thinking about it, especially because, like, the thing I'm trying to study, it is very connections-based. And that is film and media studies. I'm not going to be, like, so elusive, but film and media studies. And in that world, well, first of all, I picked that based upon it's something that I enjoy studying. And that's it. It's not because I want to get a job in this or whatever. It's because it's something I genuinely enjoy. And that's a whole nother can of worms because just, like, quickly, it really is a privilege to be able to look at my education as such, as something that's fun instead of something that I need to do in order to make money. But anyway, we digress. So everything with that is very connections-based. And I'm really lucky because I do have family friends or family who are friends with people who are kind of involved in that world and who live in like one place in the country and people who don't. And so it's just this whole thing where it's like, I think I've told you guys about this before, I call it my New York dilemma, and how I have this family friend, or friend of my aunt, who lives in New York, and basically, if I went to school in New York, I could, you know, intern with him, and basically my entire life would be set up for me.
Ooh.
But if I didn't, sure, I could still work that connection, but it wouldn't be as accessible. So it's just this whole thing for me, like this, like I'm just, it's so indecisive and just so, ugh.
Yeah, I think about that too, but honestly, I try not to think about the decisions I didn't make, because it's not like I can go back in time and change it. Like, not trying to be regretful, even though sometimes I am. Like, some things I do definitely regret, like taking band freshman year. Yeah, I keep getting scared that I'm going to make the wrong choice. Definitely going to have to make a pros and cons list, and then in the end, I'm definitely just going to, like, go with what my gut's telling me, because I don't know how else to do it. Like, yeah. They don't give you a class on how to choose where to live the next 4 years of your life.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, especially, like, when it comes down to it, I'm just really hoping it will be, like, a thing where it's like, oh, yes, that's it. And I don't have to be like, I guess this one's better than
yes,
the other.
Yes,
you know,
that's
what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
And I really hope that, like, right now, my options, I feel kind of meh about. Like, I've gotten a couple scholarships from these schools, which is nice, of course, but, like, they're not really the schools I want to go to, so I'm kind of just like, ugh, about it. Like, everybody's like, oh, out of these three colleges, which one would you go to? And I'm like, I don't want to choose between these three. I want the other options, and, like, I don't want to feel, like, meh about a school I'm going to spend 4 years at and pay a ton of money for. So it's definitely a big choice, and I'm really, really, like, what's the word? Betting on these next couple weeks.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Big, like, time coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lauren over here likes all of her options. I'm over here, meh, about all my options. Ava.
She's locked in.
Ava's locked in. And I really, yeah. I wish that was me. I really hope I get into a school and I'm like, yes, this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect.
For sure.
Because right now, mine are all kind of equal-ish in my mind. It's like the one that, like, has, like, the highest acceptance rate out of all of them gave me a giant scholarship. And, like, automatically put me in the honors program. So I was like, ooh, like,
wow.
Like, it feels good to be wanted here. But then I'm like, okay, but this other school, way more expensive, but, like, lower acceptance rate. And, like, in my head, I'm like, acceptance rate. Because, duh, that's what
that
I do.
Yeah, that is a big thing.
And everybody's like, you shouldn't, it doesn't matter what the acceptance rate is. Like, It kind of does sometimes.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Oh my gosh.
I will go to war on this.
You guys are hating.
No, you're... you're the one hating. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, we gotta put this away before I get violent, you guys.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah, so we have different views on that. I care a lot about acceptance rate. These two don't.
I think it's just something that's been really pushed.
It's like, okay, it's not those can be, like, very inflated. Like, they're not very accurate. And I know that. Like, for example, SDSU has an artificially low acceptance rate because everybody applies.
Yeah.
And Northeastern. Everybody makes their decisions based on different things. And I'm not ready to make that decision yet.
Yeah. So bottom line, March has many... exciting
March Madness, yeah. One could say.
March is literally full of madness.
You know,
it's been so hard.
Ava, how good are your acting chops?
Acting chops?
Like, how good are you at acting, would you say?
Bad.
Because I had an idea for an episode mid-April, mm-hmm. when we have all our decisions back. Ava will play the role in some speed dating. And Sophie and I... Ava can act as if she's the colleges personified.
Oh, wait, that could be fun.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So we'll save
Tag
that one for later.
It, yeah.
I totally, like, zoned out for a second. I just heard speed dating with Ava, and I was like, what?
Yeah. No, perfect. Okay.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I would be down to do that right now, but perhaps we need to stretch out our ideas. Senioritis is getting to us.
It really is.
This podcast is hard to think of ideas for because we've done it for 4 years.
Yeah.
And, like, there's only so much to talk about.
Right.
Yet we always find a way.
We always find a way. And I think one way I'm going to find something to talk about right now is I was telling these guys this senioritis business, this March Madness, has me in a bit of a slump. And just kind of, like, you know, other factors in my life and et cetera. I'm kind of in a slump. Mm. And so Ava said, well, what if we talk today about, like, things that aren't bringing us joy? And so let's turn it around. Let's talk about things that are bringing us joy. One thing I actually exclaimed to the people was bringing me joy was yesterday during Islander Hour. Me and my friend, she was practicing some guitar while I just sat around. And what was I watching? You guys can guess it. It'll be quick and easy.
Avatar.
No, it's more of a listening thing. But on
Brittany
YouTube.
Brittany
Broke. Yup, the Broski Report.
I knew it. Okay.
Okay, you threw me off there. You said watch it.
Yeah, well, I was like, wait a minute.
You can watch it on YouTube. Because she sometimes has visuals. But I just, once again, she's so funny, and she's my light in these dark days. She is my lighthouse on the turbulent seas.
Speaking of light, something I've been enjoying, which will be taken away from me, is waking up with, like, the light. Like, you know, like, it's like light outside when I wake up. Like, I wake up because of the light. But then I realized...
We're springing forward, though, Ava.
We're springing forward?
Yeah.
Oh, is it forward?
Yeah!
Wait, so it's still going to be light out?
Yeah, it's going to be lighter, even.
What are you talking about? What did you mean
it was
going to
go,
disappear?
Like, backward?
She thought it was fall back, not spring forward.
I thought you were talking about, like, when you go to your school, you're going to have to get up before the sun's up.
No, okay,
it's
wait.
A rule.
This is so nice. Okay, because I've been loving, like... Like, not, like organically waking up.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not really organic of, like, the light is inducing my waking up.
Well, no, it is organic, because there's no,
like alarm.
Technology.
Are you doing this on, like, the weekdays?
No, just, like, because I leave my, like, blinds, like, open, like, when I sleep. So, like, every day, these past, like, couple of days, I've been waking up at, like, 6:30 to, like, light.
Wow.
And it's been so nice.
I feel like I need
forgot,
to try that.
Yeah, I forgot how much, like, I liked the sun. Okay, I didn't forget it. But, like, you know, the sun's been nice. It's been gracious recently.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen more of it, and I've been loving the sun, so.
For sure. Hopping off of that one, something's bringing me light in these dark days, one of my greatest simple pleasures in life. Sitting outside when it's sunny and reading.
That's a good one.
The other day, I think it was Saturday, it was pretty sunny out, and then it started hailing, which was weird, but it's a whole nother thing. But it was so sunny out, and so I, like, bundled up, and I went outside and sat with my book and read, and I had a little iced coffee with me. It just, I think, if you haven't experienced that in your life, like, decisively, you're going outside when it's sunny, maybe it's a little bit chilly, but you're bundling up, Had a little iced coffee with this is necessary. If it's in the morning, some toast on jam. Or no, some jam on toast.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice combination.
Yeah. Or if it's in the summer, oh, this is the best one. You're outside reading and it's nice out and it's warm. And you have your iced coffee, but you have watermelon with lime on it.
Watermelon. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. That just, like, gave me flashbacks to 2020 when I did online school, like, outside in the sun. Good days, good days.
Oh, I did that, too, actually. Except my neighbors were doing construction on their house.
Oh, yeah.
For literally, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
So I would try to, like, talk, and then the jack saw would go off. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, time to retire.
So, Sophie, what's your beacon of hope in these dark days?
Definitely tanning. I love laying out in the sun and getting a little color. I was pale. I'm not going to lie. I have been pale for a while. But I took a little vacay, and I was literally replenished. Like, it was so sunny and so nice. And I'm, like, I got to wear shorts and tank tops and, like, short sleeves and stuff. It was so refreshing, and I got some color, and it just rejuvenated me.
That's like beautiful.
I just, like, life was brought back into me. Like, I looked lifeless.
I know. I can feel, like, the aura coming from you. It's very peaceful.
Yeah.
Very serene.
Yeah. I love just laying in the sun. Say what you will. I was wearing sunscreen, though.
Good. Trust me.
Because, you know, it can be damaging. So
it is.
I would, like, put on sunscreen, go snorkel or swim, and then lay out, you know.
Oh,
what a blessed day.
I have something that's, like, not a beacon of hope, but, like, it's a nightlight. What do you call this?
A nightlight?
Yeah, a nightlight in this dark night. And that is transatlantic accents in film and old movies. Mm. I plan on watching one tonight if I finish my homework in time.
Or just don't do the homework.
That's what I've been thinking about doing, but
yeah, no, keep it up. I'm not encouraging anything.
No, yeah, no. So depending on whatever happens, I hopefully will be watching a film with a transatlantic accent because I just need like some guy to be like, I'd give you. I won't try. Actually, I think I'll spare you all.
Maybe next week.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, once I've studied up, I can give you a performance.
Okay.
Yeah, so transatlantic accents in old films.
For me, The Great British Baking Show.
Oh, that's a great one.
Favorite. I've been going through, like, I watched all the seasons on Netflix, and I went to, like, some other website that had, like, the previous ones. I just love it. It's so, like, peaceful.
It's so good.
Like, it's so, like, nice.
Sophie, you look very skeptical.
I hate cooking shows.
No, but this one's different. Okay. Like, this one's not like the American one.
Have you never watched Great British Baking Show?
No.
It is so opposite.
Paul and Prue will now begin their judging.
Yes. Yeah, well, can you redo that the accent, please?
Oh. I'll study up.
Okay, yeah.
Next week, we'll bring out our
accent.
Next
week will be the accent performance.
Yeah.
But, Sophie, let me tell you, this is, like, no cooking show. And it's just so, like, because you know how all the cooking shows are really intense and mean.
Yeah, but this and one's competitive. Like,
this one's very like, oh well, I'm just making my little thing.
What? Yeah, and like
give
the
it a try.
Worst you have is like Paul with his icy glare. But like that's the extent of
His icy classic glare. Icy glare.
Yeah, it's true.
No, it's true. His piercing blue eyes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, but I just like love it. It's just so like calming and I'll like play it when I'm doing my homework. I'll play it when I'm getting ready.
Lovely.
I'll play it like just nonstop, guys.
It brings a smile to my face, actually.
Yeah, no.
Now that you mention it.
Just thinking about it.
I, for one, have been loving this game called Dragon City.
I used to play that with my brother, like, all the time when we were kids.
Fun.
And we would, like, make my mom do some of the quests because we would be sleeping. Yeah.
Because you'd be sleeping.
I love Dragon City.
Wow.
I love Dragon City. I discovered it when I was sick, like, last week or something. Well, rediscovered it because I thought about it. And I was like, huh, maybe I thought it'd be, like, kind of fun. And I've literally been obsessed. Like, when I tell you I can't stop playing it, it's a serious addiction. Like, the other day, I was telling one of my friends about how I really like this game. And then later, she saw me at the gym. And I was resting at the machine playing Dragon City.
Wow.
In between my exercises. And literally, I can't keep my hands off of it. Like, Like, I was trying to study last night for my 3 tests today, and just every other minute I was picking up my phone.
Wow.
It's like a serious addiction. Like, I don't recommend getting started because you won't stop. And this isn't even like an ad. Like, I love the game. And it's like
not sponsored, so fun. Guys.
Not sponsored.
But if you want to sponsor,
yeah,
literally, like,
feel free.
It'd be so fun to get a sponsorship at some point. Hint, hint. Wink, wink.
I think one thing that is my beacon of hope on the horizon is, so basically, what happened to me during October and November was I kept seeing like clips of the Anna Karenina film, and I'm like, dang. I have to watch this. Fine. You're making me watch this. Fine. Maybe it's because Aaron Taylor Johnson's in there, whatever. But I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this properly. So let me read this book. So I go to the good old Island Books bookstore. Lo and behold, I ask, hey, do you guys have Anna Karenina by Tolstoy? They said, oh yeah, it's kind of like hidden. Come this way. And she picks up this book. It's thicker the Bible. Yeah. And I'm like, I weigh my decision for a second. I'm like, is it worth it? And I'm like, wait, who am I to give up a quest like this? So my thing is, I can't read multiple books at a time because I get worried I'll get confused about plots.
Yeah.
Valid. So I'm like towards the back end of Anna Karenina right now. Like, initially I had a little bit of trouble getting into it, but once I was into it, I was into it. It's kind of like reading in another language. Like, once you hit a runner, you hit a runner's high. But now that I'm reaching the end, I'm like, okay, I need something to reward myself for getting through this quest. I need, first of all, not only am I going to watch the Anna Karenina movie, but I'm also going to reward myself with a cheesy romance novel, because that's what I need. So I love going and seeing what the people are saying, their reviews of certain books, adding them to my, you know, the mental shopping cart. I forget what it's called, but this one, I think the one I'm going to end up reading is by, I don't know, but I know what the cover looks like. I don't know what it's called. But basically, like, the main character is diabetic like me, so I was like, okay, fine, I'm locked in.
I see. I wish I could be a reader girl. I was a reader girl during quarantine. But my reading level, I would say, is subpar.
I used to read so much when I was a kid, and then high school hit, and
honestly, I'd rather be playing Dragon City. I have to weigh my options in this scenario.
I'd rather be watching the subtitles of Great British Bake Off.
Oh, yeah.
True.
True. Pick your battles.
Yeah. To each their own.
To each their own.
To be or not to...
Yeah. One of my to be or not to be questions these days is whether or not to get boba, because I keep having cravings. And then I'm like, dang it, I don't want to drive that far because there's all this construction anyway. And then, little side note, side story. Yesterday I went to go get boba, and I went to this one Factoria, which is closer. And I was like, okay, I'll just do that because it's going to be quicker. First of all, there's construction over there, too. It takes longer than it would to go to my favorite place. And guess what? They don't have boba.
What?
How do you not have boba?
Well, as someone who used to work in that, in a boba community. Like, no, I went literally like 4 p.m.
Wow.
So, anyway, that's my side note. That's my dark cloud on the horizon.
Did you cry?
I was actually like, I got home and I was like,
wait, so you turned back? Not going like, right for no me. Side quest?
No, I went anyway, and I was like, fine, I'll have, like, this thing with jelly, I guess.
I guess.
Like, why don't they just whip up another batch?
Well, because it takes a long time to cook.
I don't care. Honestly.
Speed it up.
Saute it. I don't care. Like,
I've been loving, like, frozen kimbap.
Oh, where do you get it from?
You can get it frozen?
Well, frozen, and then you literally just microwave it, and then bam. It's done.
What's your recommendation?
Okay, I've been going through and, like, sampling, like, a little bit of, like, each. So my next target is the H Mart ones. I've gone through, like, the Trader Joe's ones.
Are they good?
Okay, I'm not, like, a cultured kimbap eater, you know? Like, I like it. I was talking to, like, a couple of my mom's, like, Korean friends, and they were like, oh, like, the ones that have too much rice are not good, but I like the more rice.
Yeah,
so I like
the rice is their own.
Yeah, like, I like the more rice, and personally, I think the Trader Joe's one has, like, the best ratio of rice, personally, for my taste. So I love the Trader Joe's ones, even though they cap it at 2 per customer.
Which is popular.
Crazy. But I definitely recommend that one if you can get your hands on it.
Okay. For a 2 per customer,
non, like, Korean, like, cult-ish mindset around kimbap. But, like, I did like this one that was, like, at this, like, Korean market in, like, Factoria. But my next target, I can't wait. I'll be going to H Mart.
I'm excited. please report back.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Side quests.
Yeah, our various side quests. You know what my brightest sun on the horizon is?
What?
Once I get into college, I can buy all the concert tickets I've been meaning to buy. Well, I mean, not get in, but once I choose where I'm going to go. Because there's all these perfect concerts lined up, but they're all, like, you know, they're, like, in, like, October or August. Oh. And it's, like, I don't know where I'm going to be, so it's stressing me out. But once I do know, trust, I will be on Ticketmaster, I will be on SeatGeek, I will be all over the ticketing apps, so watch out.
I thought you were going to go and say, like, you were going to buy all the merch, and that's what I'm thinking of. I'm so excited to buy college merch for my college. It's going to be so fun, unless I'm not proud of where I'm going, which... That's my dark cloud on the horizon.
If you wouldn't be proud of where you're going, you wouldn't choose to go there.
Yeah, but sometimes options are limited.
I don't think you'll be fine.
Yeah, everything will work out.
You are being the dark cloud on the horizon,
for
Sophie.
Real.
You are your own dark cloud.
Exactly. One thing I have been loving doing recently is, like, back in the trenches, back in, like, October when college decisions were coming out, I, like, got a widget that is, like, a time countdown.
I always see that on your phone.
Now, I've repurposed it to things I look forward to.
Oh, that's lovely.
So, like, last month, I had it set for, like, March because I was, like, going somewhere. I was going to New York. So I set it for that. And now that that's over, and now it's on, like, spring break.
Lovely.
Because I'm looking forward to. So I've been loving doing that. It, like, gives you something to look forward to.
I like this. This is a good idea.
It's a good idea. I would highly recommend. So those are our thoughts on senioritis, and we talked a bit about college and things we've been enjoying recently. But for now, thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.